presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources. Updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
Washington Post World.
January 11, 5:17 America, New York. Russia to launch new capsule to return space station crew. Russia's space corporation Roscosmos says it will launch a new spacecraft to take some of the International Space Station's crew back to Earth after their capsule was damaged and leaked coolant.
Wall Street Journal World News.
January 11, 5:09 America, New York. Russia claims success in Ukraine's Soledar, its first advance in months. Ukrainian officials acknowledged advances by the Wagner private military company in Soledar, but denied that it had fallen.
Washington Post World.
January 11, 5:01 America, New York. WHO. Officials say Uganda's latest Ebola outbreak is over. Uganda's latest outbreak of the Ebola virus is over.
New York Times World News.
January 11, 5 o'clock America, New York. They won Guantanamo's Supreme Court cases. Where are they now? The three former Guantanamo prisoners who defeated George W. Bush at the Supreme Court in landmark cases are ensconced in family life. We caught up with two of them.
New York Times World News.
January 11, 5 o'clock America, New York. The new soldiers in propane's fight against climate action, television stars. An industry group is spending millions of dollars to push back against efforts to move heating away from oil and gas. Matt Blashaw, an HGTV fixture, is a paid influencer for a fossil fuel industry group that has become one of the biggest opponents of government efforts to wean U.S.
BBC News World.
January 11, 4:57 America, New York, Gare du Nord, six people injured in knife attack. The attacker is shot by off-duty police officers after injuring six people at Gare du Nord station.
BBC News World.
January 11, 4:46 America, New York, Golden Globes 2023. Banshees of Inisherin and Fablemans win big. Irish actor Colin Farrell is recognized for his performance in the dark comedy set on a remote island.
The Washington Times Stories. Advocacy. January 11, 4:26 America, New York, six stabbed in Paris train station, attacker shot by police. A knife attacker wounded six people in an unprovoked attack in Paris's busy Gare du Nord train station Wednesday morning before being shot by police, the French Interior Minister said.
New York Times World News.
January 11, 4:26 America, New York, WHO declares end to Uganda's worst Ebola outbreak in two decades. The virus spread to nine districts nationwide, infecting hundreds and killing dozens. Seven health workers were among those who died. A victim of Ebola being buried in Mubende, Uganda, in October.
Washington Post World.
January 11, 4:22 America, New York, Ukraine says mining town holding out against Russian assault. The fate of a devastated salt mining town in eastern Ukraine is hanging in the balance.
Wall Street Journal World News. January 11, 3:54 America, New York, Uganda declares end of deadly Ebola outbreak. The announcement caps a nearly four-month struggle to contain a rare strain of the highly contagious virus for which there are no proven vaccines or antiviral treatments.
RT World News.
January 11, 3 o'clock America, New York, details emerge of classified docs found in Biden think tank, CNN. The papers reportedly contain sensitive information on Ukraine, Iran and the UK Obama-era sensitive documents discovered at a think tank closely tied to US President Joe Biden include materials covering such topics as Ukraine, Iran and the UK, CNN reported on Tuesday, citing sources.
Mirror World News.
January 11, 2:50 America, New York, Paris Gare du Nord knifeman shot by armed police after wounding several victims. France's Interior Minister, Gerald Darmanin, indicated that the man was wounded himself and then arrested thanks to the effective and courageous reaction of the police. Fox World News.
January 11, 2:11 America, New York, Germany's relationship with Iran under fire as weak link against regime. Germany conducted over 1 billion euros in trade last year with Iran, including sending machines critics say could be used for dual-use purposes, military and civilian.
Time. January 11, 2 o'clock America, New York. Congress and White House are headed toward a high-stakes standoff over the debt ceiling. Washington. The federal government is on track to max out on its $31.4 trillion borrowing authority as soon as this month, starting the clock on an expected standoff between President Joe Biden and the new House Republican majority that will test both parties' ability to navigate a divided Washington, with the fragile global economy at stake.
BBC News World.
January 11, 1:56 America, New York, the Golden Globes return to Hollywood. After being pared down in 2022, the Golden Globes are back to kick off Hollywood's awards season. World News. Breaking international news and headlines, Sky News.
January 11, 1:45 America, New York, man, neutralized, by police after attacking several people at Paris train station. A man has been neutralized after attacking several people at a train station in Paris, a French minister has said. File photo of the Gare du Nord station in Paris.